Well, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned about the tension simmering on the Korean Peninsula. Speaking at a news conference, Ban says the crisis over North Korea had gone too far and the only way to solve the problem is to halt negotiations. Pyongyang announced on Tuesday that it would restart operations at the Yongbyon nuclear reactor, which was shut in 2007. Now, this has come after the U.S. flew nuclear-capable B-2 bombers over the Korean Peninsula and positioned a destroyer capable of shooting down missiles near the North's border. North Korea has recently declared a state of war against the South in reaction to the joint military drills by Seoul and Washington earlier this month. Now, Pyongyang said that the war games are provocative. The South Korean president has also warned that her country will give a swift military response to what she calls any North Korean provocation. Well, let's switch over to Washington, joined by Mr. William Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review. Thanks so much for being with us. Mr. Jones, are we talking about a war of rhetoric, or could it turn into something a lot more serious?
Well, it certainly is a war of rhetoric, and the rhetoric is getting very heated now. There's always a danger that when one's talking this way, something can happen to trigger a conflict. It may also be something that happens by accident in an area of intense military activity, which then has unintended consequences. So it is very serious, and I think the statements by the Secretary General, which is just the latest of leading people and entities who have expressed concern over this, are very much on the mark. And of course, the Secretary General is quite aware of the situation in his native peninsula. And when he says something like this, it should be listened to.
What do you think, Mr. Jones? I hate to interrupt you, but what do you think is the main reason behind this? Does Washington want to basically bait the North Koreans on, or is it Pyongyang acting out of desperation, or how do you see this whole situation?
Well, I think it's a little of both. In one respect, I think it was a direct result of the sanctions, the increased sanctions regime that was emplaced on North Korea recently, which led to a lot more volubility from the new North Korean leader, who I'm sure is also intent on securing his position as a young man, new in his post, with the military people in North Korea. But the problem is that it has been responded to on the U.S. side by ever-increasing activity, so that it's going from one level to the next level, and this becomes a very dangerous situation unless somehow it is reversed. Somebody has got to start at least giving a little give here in returning to a situation in which talks could be held with regard to the situation in the peninsula.
And are you optimistic that that will happen?
Well, look, everybody's saying things. The Russians, the Chinese, Ban Ki-moon, you had the Pope. Everybody is inclined to move in that direction. I don't think the United States wants a military conflict with North Korea, but they're playing that chicken game. And I think at some point, either behind the scenes or maybe a symbolic move by the U.S., would begin to put it on a different track, and there would be a response from North Korea. I give it, I guess, maybe a 50-50 chance that might happen. Okay. And if that's optimistic, I'm optimistic.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your input out of Washington. Executive Intelligence Review, Mr. William Jones.